465 days on your halving, and Bitcoin is currently trading at 22.6k. So today is gonna be a pretty quick update. I mean, as you can imagine, everybody see what is happening. So and again, 1 year since the all-time high point was extremely important point, as you can imagine, and as you can see actually. So obviously, I was thinking that first quarter would be like flat, again, same correlation with the previous bear market, like maximum like 20k, I was thinking, because the current resistance was for the reversal from the like SBF FTX collapse was 20.9k to have the close, and obviously we are currently trading about it. Actually, the previous candle was weekly candle was actually in that line of the close, but the current candle is obviously trading much above it, so that is nice. And so there is that. So first quarter apparently is bullish, though I was expecting it to be to happen in a second one, but still it's pretty nice. The differences, so what is different from a previous bear markets, and what some gaps in correlation that we're having, even though still in general, if you're gonna like smooth things out, the correlation is pretty visible. So if you 5200 EMA, obviously important thing that a lot of bears are using as their narrative is the 5200 EMA on a weekly time frame. So if you're gonna look at the previous bear markets, for example 2015, you can see that we indeed had the close call on a dead cross, but we had an immediate pump, and obviously the gap was getting bigger and bigger. And yeah, and same happened in 2019, but gap was much wider, and there was there, but now gap is extremely close. So there is some little worries about, does death cross actually about to happen on a weekly time frame, and what's the consequences. But as you can imagine, right now we're having same big pumps. We need to be about 26k actually to completely stop the death cross to happen, and it seems like we're about to actually have some pumps there. But I would say we got like 2 weeks left. So if we're gonna have 2 more weeks, this type of bullish weeks, and we're gonna have pump to the 26k, I would say that would be pretty nice, and that's what at least bulls are hoping for. But yeah, that's only thing that a little bit worries. But at the same time, we're also having same like pump during the close call on a death cross, same as it was before. So what other indicators which is pretty having extremely nice correlation, that's monthly time frame. If you're gonna look at the previous bear market, which was in 2015, so you can see it was clean red face of MACD, clean pivot point, green face of MACD, and obviously during this pivot point we're having big run up in price, and we're having bullish sentiment there, like big pumps. So same happened in 2019 bear market, so 2 bear markets in a row, so that is nice. And right now is we are having literally the same like clean red face of MACD. There's some pivot is already happening, it's not happened yet. I would say we got like, again, that's why I was saying like second quarter of the year should be a pump, because pivot should happen approximately in the next 3 months probably. Yeah, 3 months, somewhere in that range we're gonna have the pivot point. But again, if you're gonna look at the 2019 bear market, the whole point of the pivot point, like when we swapped to the green phase, it was actually the top. So then we had a sell-off, kind of flat trading for like a year, and then we did a new high. So obviously halving and new bull market. So there's that. So keep that in mind, that if actually we're gonna have like some pivot point in maybe in 3 months, that keep that in mind, that sell the news event may occur, and that you should be careful about that. Also, other things that you should be, Jesus Christ, that you should be keeping in mind, that FOMO. A lot of bulls, especially bulls, even bears are switching right now from bear points to the bullish points, because we broke this 20.9k area resistance that was during the SBF collapse, and obviously we're literally making higher highs compared to those levels. So don't feel FOMO. Again, we had so much time to accumulate. I don't know how you don't have the don't have enough of the position already in a Bitcoin. But yeah, but again, if you got some cash left on the side, be careful, because you can see how stretchy it is. RSI through the roof, pumping through the roof, especially on a daily, you can imagine, overbought zone, etc. So that's why we're currently looking at bigger time frames, like a weekly, monthly. So yeah, and obviously other thing that probably should be obvious, that we in a quarter, so in 2022 we had 4 red quarters in a row, so it was kind of obvious that we're gonna have like the next fifth quarter to be a bullish. But still, I had some doubts about that. But yeah, you can imagine that's what is happening right now. So yeah, again, if you're gonna have some pullbacks, keep that in mind, that is possible, because we are so stretchy. But at the same time, a lot of indicators are pointing to the fact that we may see even bigger pump that is happening right now. So what is my take the profit type of type of targets? Actually, I took some small, like extremely small, again, don't get mad at me, extremely small profits on the current like candle, like somewhere 22.5, less than 1% of my position, like small, just in case. It's just like, you know, since I'm in profit, because I was accumulating mostly based on lows. So yeah, that is nice. But I would say 30k, 25k, take some small profits, 25k, 30k, that's for sure the target a lot of people is actually looking at. And it's 30k is also above the 5200 MA. So yeah, some small profits. Don't go like full sell or half of your whole position. Like small profits, take some small profits to have just in case again. And don't be lazy to put a sell order, because we can have some wicks, you know, stretchy wicks to the upside, and then immediate sell-off, you know, pretty much the same as we had in the 2018. We had a huge pump and then immediate sell-off on the same day. So again, if you had the sell order there, you got filled, but obviously a lot of people missed them. So I would say that's pretty much it. Again, we're gonna keep an eye on Bitcoin, hoping that we're not gonna break this 5200 MI resistance, and we're gonna be training above it just so death curse would not happen. So yeah, to the moon, to the moon, to the moon.